The general manager of Basin Electric Power Cooperative says coal is facing continued challenges in the marketplace. Paul Sukut says the challenge is coal's competitiveness by other sources such as wind and natural gas.
You know, our members made an investment, 30 years ago in those coal plants. They still have debt, you know, with assigned to them, and essentially they have economic life, and so we're challenged with trying to tease as much of that economic life as we can out of them.
Sukut says in some cases it may temporarily mean taking coal plants offline.
If we go down for something, particularly at Lee Olds, we won't bring it back right away just because we can buy off the market in cheaper way for our membership.
But Sukut says in the immediate term, coal will still be a mainstay for power production. He says Basin will just have to watch costs. Beside its lignite-fired mine mouth plants in North Dakota, Basin has two coal plants in Wyoming. Meanwhile, Basin has been broadening its generation portfolio. Basin used to use primarily coal to generate power. But now,
we're probably only about 45% coal, and the rest is wind and gas, basically.
Sukut says one of the reasons for that is the load growth the co-op has seen over the past 10 years.
That growth, we served it by building wind and gas.
Sukut says by the end of 2019, Basin will have 1,700 megawatts of wind generation, and he says Basin has 550 megawatts of natural gas peaking plants in the Bakken. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.